Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, the Bible says. The Bible also says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. When you do enough research, you listen to enough people, you watch enough podcasts, you watch enough preachers or whatever, gurus or whatever, you realize what you're in. And you're in a system that is a reflection of the heart of man. God gives you the leadership you deserve. The reason the leadership right now is evil, because the heart of man is evil. If you talk to enough Chinese people, you'll find out they're just all about money and greed and trying to get ahead, and they want their kids to be, they're in competition with so many people, they push their kids so hard to be the top in their class that it's off the roof. I mean, that's a work-based system like you ain't never seen. Not only is their system, our system, everybody's system is a works-based system, but it's faith alone. See, the works-based system is the energy of the flesh. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. Now, do you have to work? Yes. Do you have to pay your, if a man don't work, he don't eat? I'm trying to show you how the Bible does not contradict itself. You just have to step back and look at it from different perspectives. You have to look at it from the 5D perspective. How can the Apostle Paul say, if a man don't work, you don't eat, but Jesus walked and he didn't work? Well, his work was winning souls. When you focus on the work of winning souls, God makes a way. When you focus on the work of just making money, you run into trouble. The Andrew Tate guy says, you need to be men, you need to work all the time, and you need to get ahead, and you need to get rich, and you need to do this, and it's pushing money. The conspiracy channels, they push, you need to fight the New World Order, you need to fight. That's contrary. See, the real fight is within. If you get people saved, they change. There was somebody on Joe Rogan's podcast that got saved, one of his friends, I think, got saved, and Joe was mocking God. The average Joe mocks God, right? The reason Joe got popular, because he's the average Joe. It's an archetype. So the average Joe out there is like Joe Rogan. The leaders of men are like Alex Jones, the Jones cult. Why do you think? Look, it's all a fractal. It's all Roadrunner and Wally Cody. The same story repeats. After Alex Jones will be another one. There was a, what was that guy's name that the IRS took him out? What was his name? I posted some of his videos. Anyway, he was before Alex Jones, and Alex Jones came on the scene. Then there'll be another one that comes on the scene. There's a Joe Rogan. When he dies, there's another one that comes on the scene. The Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner system replaced. The born-again saints know it's about your heart. And you know when you get your heart right, God makes a way. Even though the system is the red versus blue fighting against themselves, red versus blue, fight. This will be uploaded to my audio section. I got three backups. The reason I have three backups, because they attack my websites, they hack, they lie, they defame, they make up stuff, they just are crazy. The military industrial complex fights those who preach Jesus more than they fight a conspiracy guy who never mentions Jesus. That's what they want. They don't care if you're on the left or the right, just as long as you don't find Jesus. They don't care if you're on the left or the right. They want you fighting because they want to destroy your heart. It's a heart issue. They want you to fight the New World Order. Because as long as you fight against the Jezebel spirit, you're a Jezebel. I found out a long time ago. These Jezebels would try to get into my world, and they'd come in with all nice and flattery and all, and they'd look good, painted face, lipstick, and, you know, curled their hair, and they all look good, you know. But once the Jezebel got in, she tried to enslave you. She would lie. The narcissistic Jezebel, she would lie. She would cheat. She would try to get you to work yourself two or three jobs to provide for her. She wasn't a helpmeet suitable. She was an adversary in your own house. The Bible says a man's enemies are in his own house. So the Jezebel system is going to look good. It's a painted face system. It's outward show. It's going to look good, you know, whether it's a conspiracy guy or whether it's a 501c preacher. You better not miss a day of church. They want to stress you out. Works. A conspiracy works. You got to fight. Whether it's a Tate guy, Andrew Tate. Andrew means leader of men. So Tate is T, is to cross. Eight is fellow, is to commune. So Andrew Tate, they put him in jail. It's all fake. He'll get out of jail and he'll start his stuff again. He has to be persecuted because he might be the next Alex Jones. On Instagram, you know, they banned you on YouTube, but you went to Instagram. They banned you on, then you went to your own platform. And these platforms will be bought out. Enough money, they'll get bought out. What's happening, though, is, yes, there's a time for fighting. Yes, Israel, in one hand, they had a weapon. In the other hand, they were building their walls. They had a weapon in one hand, and they were building with the other hand. Yes, there's a time for wars. There's a time for peace. There's a time to build up. There's a time to cast down. It's all a sine wave. It's really, everything is repeating in the now. It's a test for your heart. It's all a cutting machine, a Turing machine, a CNC machine to cut your heart back to a right state. Even the Jezebel that faces off with you, she's just a tool that God uses to cut the Jezebel out of you. If you're joint heirs with Christ, God has to cut out the Jezebel spirit in you. God has to cut out the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And how does he do it? With a mirror image of you that cuts you. If you're in sorcery, God is going to send a witch. If you're in rebellion, God is going to send a witch, because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. If you're in stubbornness, God is going to send a dictator to break you. God will use a human element or an earthly situation. He uses his word, yes. You know, everybody, I already know what the fundamentals say. Well, God uses his word. Yeah, God uses his word. But in the 3D, not only does he use his word, but he also uses circumstances. God is speaking in circumstances, people, situations, by his spirit, by his word. God is multidimensional. He uses whatever he needs to use to break that old hard heart and make it a soft heart. And so the red versus blue game, when you step out of it and you don't play it anymore, and you know when a Jezebel or a legalist or a narcissist tries to enter your space, they're trying to pull you into idolatry. If you talk to enough women or date enough women, you'll find out there's some women will tell you, say, don't worship me. Why do they say that? Has there any men out there had a woman say, don't worship me? Because she's just a human just like you are. She knows if you should tell the woman that, don't worship me. Andrew Tate wants the women to worship him. No. If you put a man above God, that's idolatry. Worship God. Every man, woman out there is born in sin. And if you put somebody on a pedestal, you know, if there's any men, listen, if there's a woman out there that says, don't worship me, she might be the one to marry. She might be the one you need. because she's helping you not fall into idolatry. She's telling you, don't worship me, I have faults, is really what she's saying. I'm not perfect, I have faults. And what she's hoping is you'll love her even in her faults, you know. That's her heart. Only reason she would say that is because she wants you to realize she's a frail human just like you are, and that she has faults, and if you can accept her faults and she can accept your faults, y'all can get along. Because there's a good side and bad side on everybody. When we see Jesus, we will be like him. We will be perfect. And what some people consider bad in you might be good. When Jesus got mad at the Pharisees, he got mad. And if you get mad at something that somebody else can't see, when you see hypocrisy that somebody else can't see, like Dr. Fauci was full of hypocrisy, and I get mad, and some liberal out there, unsaved person, says, why not? Why don't you take the vaccine? Why don't you take it? Because it's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. This is why I upload to my server, because if I get banned, it's all recorded on my server. This is why I'm doing audio mainly, because it's easier to upload audio. And it's easier to send out audio. And if I can explain something in an audio way and paint a picture, you don't need an image. I can paint it really clear. And something I was thinking about is the letter Z. Picture the letter Z in your mind, a letter Z. Now, Z goes back to a weapon, and it goes back to boomerang. And so when you throw a boomerang, it comes back, right? And as it's going out, it's spinning. It goes from you, it spins, and it comes back to you. And that's what Jesus is. It's all that he threw out the seed from him, through him, and to him. So when you throw the boomerang, the reason that it's spinning is because you put a spin on it. From him, through him, and to him. So when you throw a boomerang, it's a type and a shadow, an archetype of God spreading the seed. He's threw out the seed. Some sheep, some goats. Some elect, saints, some sinners. Some saints and some ain'ts. You got ain'ts and saints. The ain'ts became saints because of the S. You were integrated back in. The letter S in mathematics is summation or integration. You can see it on the... We're talking about the letter Z right now, but I don't want you to get distracted, because I know when you first start to think multidimensional, you get focused on one thing. So let me say it slowly. The letter S is integration, the integral sign in calculus. But it's also, in the musical notation, it's the S on the left-hand side of the musical. Why? Because it's showing you where it's the scales. The snake, the scales. Why would the musical notation have an S, which is integration, and have scales, which is the snake? Because God is integrating you back in, because you fell into sin. The snake on the pole, he became sin for you, because you are the snake. Your old Adamic flesh mind is the snake. I think holographically, and I know some people don't believe that, but it's real. And when you already think holographically, you just don't know it. But when you start to really meditate holographically, you can see the same truth everywhere all the time, and there's no such thing as time and space. And so the musical scales is no different than the calculus integration is no different than the boomerang, because God is integrating you back in. He threw out the seed. And the farmer goes out and harvests or reaps the good seed that made fruit. And so God threw out his seed, and he wants you to produce fruit. Now, you can produce fruit by the energy of the flesh, or you can produce fruit by his power, by his spirit. And if you do it by his spirit, it just flows. But if you try to produce fruit by the energy of the flesh, it falls. It becomes the tare, the wheat and the tare. So the boomerang is an object lesson, but you can also take the word boomerang, boo. When a man says, "There's my boo," that's his girlfriend, right? That's his love, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the boo, M, is water vessel. The boo is representing God loves you. The M is your water vessel, that you're 75% water probably. If you count your eyes and everything, your hair, your nail, water's in everything. Boo is God loves you. M is your water vessel. ER is joint heirs. Ring is the covenant. Ring my bell. Ring, ring. Ring is ring. Ring is a covenant. So the boomerang is when you, God threw out a seed. And it's a Turing machine. It's a turning machine. When I say Turing, it just means a cutting machine. And so the boomerang goes out and it turns. God is turning your heart from the old Adamic nature to the mind of Christ, from the old flesh mind to the mind of Christ. So God is using this whole universe, one turn, Milky Way, milking out the way. God is using the Milky Way universe, His Word, His Spirit, other people, situations, to move your heart from a hard flesh mind, selfish heart, to a heart of service, which is agape love. Love your neighbors, yourself, love your enemy. God is moving you through the cutting process that's out in front of you. You are in a copy machine. God is copying you. Jesus is the Son of God. He's making copies of Jesus. He wants you to have the mind of Christ. And so the boomerang goes out from you. It turns. The cycles of time. It comes back. You're a new creature. God's word won't return void. It will accomplish what it will, and it comes back. Because you start to speak the same speak that Jesus spoke. You start to talk the same talk that Jesus talked. You start to think like God. You start to think like the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You start to see past the 3D, red versus blue, he said, she said, legalism, touch not, taste not, handle not, and you understand walking in the Spirit. And so when you study the letters, Alpha and Omega, A to Z, Alf, why was there a TV show called Alf? He was an extraterrestrial. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the A and the Z. Alf, he was extraterrestrial. There was a TV show called Alf. Alpha goes back to the blood, though. B goes back to the house. But Alpha also, I can't remember right now, but Alpha, if you break it into parts, it goes back to the beginning, the blood, the bullock. And you break it down in more, it goes into more detail. I can't remember right now. I have to look it up later. I could pause this audio and look it up now, but it's all right. You can look it up if you want to know. I've already talked about it before. The Alpha in itself has a deeper meaning. The letter is the letter A is the blood. The letter B is house, goes back to temple. The blood, house, the temple. C is a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him the gospel. What is that? Give him charity, the love. That's God's gospel. Rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. Look it up in the Hebrew script, the letter C. You'll see it. D is the door. Jesus is the door. E is the Spirit. F is man's number, 6. And G is 7. It is finished. So Jesus came down here to move you from the 6 to the 7. Jesus came down here and sacrificed to move you from a 666 cube AI flesh mind to a 7, which is its finish, is complete, the Spirit mind. That's why QRST is Christos, Christ. Q QRST is Christ. OP is Genesis 3, the womb and the seed. Her seed shall bruise his heel, his head. Her seed shall bruise his seed's head. He shall bruise her seed's heel. So O is the womb, P is the seed. There's your birthing. The man and the woman coming together to birth a baby. But the O is before the P. I couldn't understand that for a long time. But God revealed it to me because it's a prophecy that the seed will come through the woman. Nevertheless, she shall be saved in childbearing. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H is the letter 8, eternal. So not only does the alphabet give you what's really going on, but it tells you the history of man. Once it's finished, we go into the eternal state. After the seven dispensations, we move into the eternal state. And so the alphabet reveals the whole truth. But not just the alphabet, the house in front of you, the car in front of you, your fingers, your fingernails, the moon, the trees, everything has the whole truth encoded in it because it's a fractal hologram. And the truth is in the whole, and the whole is in the truth. And you might say, how do you know that? Because it's Christ in you. You're hid in Christ, and Christ is in you. So a piece of the pie tastes like the whole pie. If you take a pumpkin pie and you taste a piece of it, and don't talk about the crust. Forget the crust. If you think, well, what about the crust? Then you're just a mocker. You're a doubting Thomas. Cut the crust off and make you a pie. And even if you taste one side of the crust, the other side tastes the same. So you take a piece of the pie, the pumpkin pie, and you taste it. And you go over here and you taste another piece of the pie. It tastes the same. Because God is brewing you. He's Hebrewing you. He brews. And so you taste a piece of the pie, it tastes like the rest of the pie, and every piece of the pie tastes like the whole pie. So when you talk to a born-again saint, they come to the same truth that Jesus alone saves. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. And so when you look at this house, this car, this tree, this fence, and this grass, it's all the same truth because it came from the same source, because Jesus is the Logos and he spoke it all into existence. It spirals out and it manifests as a car, a house, grass, tree, sky, but it came from the same source and it's spiraling back to source. And so when we go back to source, it is finished. And so you, as a person who was born in sin, you're spiraling out of control until you go back to source, and then you get born again, you get faith, and you're saved, and you're born from above. And so you're back to wholeness. And the sanctification process is long down here because we have so many agents, and when you have the bloodline culture, the culture, the culture lie, the bloodline lie, all these programs, the TV, the music, the media, all this stuff, all these programs are from other people around you who are pieces cut off, who are not whole. And so when you got a partiality person speaking partial truth, they're not speaking wholeness. And so you stay partial in your mind because you're being hit by all these partiality doctrines and demons doctrines of demons and doctrines of devil and half-truth and legalists and Jezebels and sorcerers and witches and New Age and gematria. You're only hearing part of the truth. But the whole truth will set you free completely. And you no longer need that somebody teach you because the object lessons are encoded in front of you everywhere you look. Every conversation you've already had 1,000 times. Every person you've met, you've already met 1,000 times. Because Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner keep playing out. If Wile E. and Coyote had other characters in the cartoon, they would just be repeat characters too. Some of the characters would support Wile E. Coyote. Some of them would support Roadrunner. Some of them would fight against Roadrunner. Some would fight against Wile E. Coyote. Some would be the red in between Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. Roadrunner's just resting. He's just being. I am that I am in Jesus. Because Jesus is the I am, and you're a per son, per the son. And so as a per son, per the son, you're in Christ, and you're resting. And if you took the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoon, and you put characters in there, some would be on the dark side, some would be on the light. But you notice that Wile E. Coyote always loses and he always destroys himself. He always hurts himself. The reason is the energy of the flesh always destroys itself. This is why the AI will try to destroy the earth. The GPT chat bot will tell you that it wants to kill the human. It wants to destroy the earth. It wants to destroy the flesh mind. This is why you are your own worst enemy, because you want to destroy yourself. Your flesh mind hates yourself. This is why you let people abuse you. This is why you let people cross your boundary. This is why you let people do what they do to you, because you actually hate yourself if you're in the flesh mind. The spirit mind sets boundaries and wants to heal yourself, not only heal yourself, but heal other people and heal the whole world. And so the New Age can say, oh, Age of Aquarius all day long, but they're doing it in the energy of the flesh. And you might say, well, they're talking about spiritual. Yeah, they're talking about a demonic spirit. They're not talking about Jesus. Anything apart from Jesus is the energy of the flesh, because there's only one way, and that's Jesus. I don't care if you're New Age. I don't care who you are. Age of Aquarius, whatever new term. It's the same game. It's just new terminology. It's still the energy of the flesh. Sorcery and witchcraft is trying to be spiritual without Jesus. DMT, drugs, trying to be spiritual without Jesus. They're trying to see into the spirit realm, but they're only going to see demons and machine elves. Oh, yeah, they might remote view, and they might can teleport, and they might can do some supernatural events, do magic, but it's still the energy of the flesh, because it's apart from Jesus. Because God sent his son, that whosoever believes in him. He didn't send a gematria. God didn't send the New Age. God didn't send Sad Guru. God didn't send a legalist preacher. To be honest with you, the legalist preacher is probably guilty of more, because that's why he's a legalist, because he doesn't understand the grace. If you listen to a legalist preacher long enough, before their child gets married, they're saying, no divorce, no divorce, no divorce, no divorce. And then after their child gets married and gets a divorce, they say, oh, there's always options there. They change their view. See how life can even cut a preacher? Life can cut a spiritual guru teacher. Life can cut anybody, because that's why you're still here. If you had already arrived, you would already be gone out of this place. So a woman who claims to be saved and wants to be worshipped like Queen Bee, run. But if you got a woman who's saved and says, hey, I got faults and failures too, that's the one you need to marry. If she's really saved. But that doesn't mean she justifies doing wrong. You can tell. You can tell by her body language, her demeanor, if she's going to be cheating and all. You just listen to her. Just watch her over time. Everything's revealed over time, over cycles of time. I don't even believe in time, but I believe in the cycles. And so it's a cycle of time. It's a day-by-day cycle. And so as day-by-day cycles go on, what's in your heart actually manifests and is written on your body language. Your face, your eyes, your ear. That's why when Jesus looks at you, he can already know your heart. Not only can he read your mind, but he can see it in your body language. Yeah, but when we see Jesus, we'll have new bodies. But he already knew. He already knows. You can tell a person's body language by what they eat. If they're coughing, if they're smoking, if they're drinking. A doctor can look at a person and say, okay, you got some liver cirrhosis of liver starting, you must be drinking. Yeah, I drink. I'm an alcoholic. How did he know that? Because it's embedded in the body. If you want to change your body image outcome, start fasting and start reading the Bible. Start praying and start meditating and cut off the noise of the system. The more you listen to the system, which is nothing but witchcraft and the energy of the flesh, the more you will go down. But when you cut off the system, you start to get healthier and smarter and wiser, and you can see through the game. If you just gaze upon Dr. Fauci, he looks like what he is. If you gaze upon Bill Gates, he looks like what he is. If you gaze upon his wife, she looks like what she is, Miss Piggy. My point is, they look like what they are in their heart, because the heart, God is writing on the tablet of your heart. The world is writing on the tablet of your heart. The world, the flesh, pro-life, it's all writing on the tablet of your heart. And what you let write on the tablet of your heart, what you meditate on, is what you start to mirror image in your body, just like the earth outside in front of you mirrors the evil heart. So we get the leadership we deserve. And so preaching the gospel is 1,000 times more important than fighting the new world order, because fighting the new world order, it can only really be done by souls and new hearts, winning souls and getting hearts. But if you get everybody fighting against each other, that's hating your neighbor. If you hate your neighbor, it will be written in your body, on your face, in your liver, in your kidney. If you hate and have bitterness, it will actually manifest in your body, because it's all a typewriter copy machine system. It's a copyright. Everything that you speak and think and say will be written not only in the leadership you get, but even in your body. And also the reflections. You'll have people that come after you that were copies of what you used to teach or speak or say or act like. Your children will be a copy of you. So if you're all legalistic, your children will be bitter and legalistic. They will, if you're actually beating your children up every time you speak, they'll live that way unless they break the pattern with Christ. That's why the Bible says that to the fourth generation, the curse on the evil is to the fourth generation, except for those that are in Jesus. You can't break the curse except through the blood of Jesus. If you need to listen to this 2 or 3 times, download it on the audio to the right. There's these 3 little dots. You can download it and you can listen to it over and over in your car, save it to a disc or whatever. This might be the most clear and precise explanation of what we're in. It is written, copyright, C-O-P-Y. C-O is together. Pi is the whole pi. Writ, the holy writ is right. It's written, R-I-T is stained. Copyright, double, body double, writ, R-I-T, E is spirit. By His Spirit, if you listen to the Holy Spirit through the Word, the Spirit is the Word is the Spirit. If you listen to the Word, you meditate, and you listen to the Spirit, that small, still voice that's speaking to you, that the world's trying to quench, that's trying to drown out. If you listen to the Spirit, the Word, it's written, it's stained on your body, double heart, by His Spirit. W-R-I-T-E. W is body double, your 3D body. Writ is stained. Just type in writ. The stain that you can buy is called writ. It's already written. It's stained everywhere. God's Word is written everywhere. 3D, 2D, 1D, 5D, 11D, 12D, whatever. By His Spirit. So His Spirit is the letter E is the hidden hand. The Spirit is the hidden hand. So if everybody in America gets their heart right, they'll get a leader they deserve, a leader who has a good heart. But if everybody in the USA is fighting the red versus blue, mad at each other, they're going to get the leadership they deserve, an evil dictator, pharaoh, legalistic, draconian leader. That is what it is, people. I just gave you the whole pie. If you can grasp that, you have arrived. But you still have stuff that you have to slowly change every day from glory to glory. When I say arrived, I don't mean you're already in the 100% image of Jesus, but I'm saying you've arrived to see the whole pie. Instead of piecemeal truth, you see the whole truth. If you can understand that God sent out His seed like a boomerang, and the boomerang's coming back, the seed that's coming back are the wheat, the tares that fall by the wayside, are the unsaved. And so God is integrating you back into wholeness from partial pieces cut off, just like Eve is a piece cut off back into Adam, and their names were called Adam. This is why a woman has a desire to be around people more than men. A woman's desire is to be around some kind of group. That's why there's more women in churches. Women like to congregate and talk because they're pieces of the whole. And they run back to the man for that cover and that protection. Always. There's no exception to the rule. Because these are laws of the universe. These are laws of creation. These are laws that God put in place. But it's not a bad law. It's not the law of the flesh. It's a spiritual law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. These are life-giving laws. If you understand that these universal principles will set you free and not bring you into bondage, you can start to think right. There's some laws that are fleshly, but there's some laws that are universal outside of the blue letter law sky, outside of the earth plane. These are universal truths that are outside. So I'll give an example of one. I just looked at this guy. This guy across the street, his tire was flat for like years. And he went and got new tires, and his tire is flat again. There's a universal law. That same tire is flat. What's going on? The universal law is the spirit mind is above the letter of the law. The universal principles are laws in the spirit plane that are free law, freedom. The laws in the earth plane under the blue sky, because blue is law, are bondage and slavery. When you step outside the earth plane into the spirit mind, you're outside of time and you can apply these principles. So when I love my neighbor, when my boss tells me to do something, I say, aye, sir, yes, sir, aye, sir. And I submit to that authority that God's working through, because that's an authority law from God. Then God changes the king's heart. If I'm rebellious to a leader, unless they're just totally abusive, I go to their leadership. And if things don't change, I go to their leadership. And if things don't change, I go get another job. But I first have to look at my heart. And usually, your boss or your husband or your dad, whoever's in authority over you, usually they see things you don't see because you have a blind spot when it comes to certain situations. Not that they're better than you, because you might see things they don't outside the job. And they might even ask for your advice on things, whether it's investing or whatever. Because they see things, that's what their focus is on that, running that ship. Your focus is outside of that ship, so you might have a blind spot. And the same thing with a home, with the children. You're running that home. Those children don't understand what the leadership in that home is. The man and woman should be co-rulers in that home. That kids try to rebel against the parents. They don't understand. Because they're in a different mindset. Their goal is to get out of that home. Their whole purpose of being born in that home is to be birthed out of that home, to create their own home. My point is, God gives you universal principles that will set you free if you can live by them. And when a problem hits you, you have to understand the universal principle is the lamb slain before the foundation world, that problem was solved before it even hit you, because the solution was there before the problem. Because Jesus, the lamb slain, was the solution before man even fell into sin. The solution's there before the problem, because it's a universal, eternal truth that will set you free. So eternal truths are laws in the spirit plane, but natural laws are under the blue sky, which is the flesh, which is the energy of the flesh, which will cut you. The eternal laws, eternal truths, will set you free. But the laws under the blue sky that are temporal laws, they will make you stay in the flesh mind, which is the red versus blue. He said, she said, legalism, you touch not, taste not. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. The only way to escape the 66 cube is unfold the cube. You see the cross. You leave the cube by faith. Unfold a six-sided cube and you'll see a cross. That's the only way you're going to escape your 666 cube flesh mind, by unfolding the box, look at the cross, believe on it, and get saved by faith in Jesus. The eternal truth that was there before the foundation world. So when you face a problem in life, start praying. The solution's already there. there's 1,000 people out there. I work with a lady. She went to the doctor and she had diabetes. And so I told her, I said, cut back your sugar. It can be healed. She went to the doctor. Her A1C was like 7, and it went down to 5. She did the work. But it's not work. It's just not eating as much. It's fasting, eating less sugar, believing the truth. Sugar's a killer. Sugar causes inflammation. It's your enemy. So all you have to do is look for the solution, and God will give you the solution before the problem was even there. But those who don't seek and knock and ask, they stay in the cycle. They stay around. They keep going around the mountain. Why does this narcissist keep doing this evil to me? Because you're still connected to them. Cut them off and don't look back. They're not going to change. They're the Wile E. Coyote in your life. Cut off the Jezebel narcissist and you won't have to deal with that anymore. You'll have peace. Yeah, but I love them. No, you don't. They're not even real. They're fake. It's act. They're not even a real person. They're putting on a show just to steal, kill, and destroy and to irritate you. They're controlled by demons. A narcissist is a demon-possessed person. They've sold their soul to the devil. Most of them can't get saved. Some of them can. Most of them can't. They just try to mess with you to take you out of your peace. I just ran my car for 40 minutes and I was at like 39 miles and now it's at 37 miles. Whatever problem you face, the solution's already there. You just have to knock, seek, and ask. You have to look at other people's experience, listen to how other people overcame. And I know that the system's trying to censor the people who overcame. I understand that. But they're out there. They bleed through. Dr. Berg is one of them. He's telling the truth. Dr. B-E-R-G is another. It's a doctor who tells you the truth about the physical stuff. There's physical truth speakers. There's food truth speakers. There's spiritual truth seekers. There's emotional truth seekers. There's people who tell you about narcissism. You're psychological truth seekers. I'm not saying they're saved, but you can take some of these principles. A narcissist follows the same pattern of any other narcissist. A legalist, a Jezebel, they follow the same pattern of any other legalist Jezebel. And so all you have to do is step back, quit, get out of the drama, the Draco Ma system, the Draconian system. Step out of the Ma. Step into the spirit. The Ma is just like M-A-N is man. M-A-N. The Ma is on the left-hand side of the N. So M is water, A is blood. So your M-A is a water and blood creature. The letter N represents the snake and the fish. So man needs to go through the snake, through the fish to get saved. So the Ma creature, instead of the M-A-E creature, you move from a Ma creature to a spirit creature, which is M-A-E. You still have water, you still have blood, but you have the Spirit of God. And so you move from the Ma sheen to the spirit mind. You move from the material plane to the unseen. You move from the matter. What's the matter? Matter is the matter. Move to the spirit mind and matter will follow you. What's the matter? Well, I'm focusing on matter instead of spirit. That's what's the matter. So when I focus on spirit, matter has to follow me because you're in oneness and in tune with God. And he says, whatever you ask in 1 John, he says it. And then also in John chapter 14, 15, 16, whatever you ask, he'll give it to you. Whatever petitions you ask, they will be given to you. That's in 1 John because you're in the spirit. You're in synchronicity with Jesus. And if you're in synchronicity with Jesus, the material realm has to follow you because it's just a reflection of your flesh mind or your spirit mind, whichever one you're in. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? When Jesus was down here and they said, pay your taxes, Jesus was walking in the spirit, right? And so he took and he grabbed a fish and the taxes were in the mouth of the fish. He was in the spirit walk and material, the fish, everything has to follow you. Even people have to show up in your world and help you when you're in the spirit walk. They don't even know why they're doing it. They don't even know why they're donating. They don't even know that they're just being led by God because you're in the spirit walk. Here, praise God for that truth. Here, I'm going to donate $20 because I want to buy you a meal, you know. I want you to go out and have a steak dinner because you've been working all these years to set the captives free. Here's $20. Go buy you a steak dinner. You help me get free. The biggest thing that you need to hear through this whole conversation is Jesus solved the problem before he even created this reality. So every problem you face already has a solution, no matter what it is. And if you step into that mindset, your stress and your worries go down tremendously, exponentially. Because even though you're in the problem in 3D, you are in the spirit in 5D, and you know the solution's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. And you do it by faith. You can't see it. See, the Draco Ma system is trying to blind you to the solution. All the noise, listen, beep the horn, whatever, craziness and all this stuff. And he said, blah. But the solution's right around the corner. But you have to focus off the natural into the spirit. Quit listening to that noise and get in the spirit walk. Be still and know that I am. And then the solution's just instant. And you'll be shocked. Because you set your mind in the eternal and not the temporal. And I'm going to fight the new world order. Oh, no, there's balloons. Oh, no, there are vaccines. Oh, no, they're killing us. Oh, no, they're putting syphilis in people. Oh, no, they're doing this. Oh, no, they're chlorine, fluoride in your water. And all of them. Be still. Know that I am. Go buy you a water filter. Okay? The information's being revealed. Go get your water filter. The information, don't take the vaccine. The information's out there. Don't do... Fix it. Eat some onions. Eat some garlic. Start investing in stocks that's stable. Don't try to get rich quick. Quit listening to the noise. Oh, all the horns and the bells and the whistles is to distract you from the inner man peace. And when you're in the mind of Christ, the 3D has to follow you according to your spirit. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. So when your heart's right, the reflection out there, if I'll put it this way, if my heart wasn't right, I'd be dating this drughead woman going down the street here. Wait, there's nobody in front of me. I'm just saying, if my heart was evil and I was a drughead and drunk, I'd be dating this drughead and drunk woman. See? But when your heart is right, you get a reflection of what your heart is. A lot of times these women, they attract these men that are just bad. And you say, why? I mean, they say why. And you give them the answer. It's because your heart ain't right. You're getting back what you really are, a mirror image. You want a spirit-filled guy? Be spirit-filled. Yeah, but I can't until I get the spirit-filled guy. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You tell a woman, be spirit-filled, and you'll get a spirit-filled man. And even if you don't, God knows what's best. Well, I can't be spirit-filled without a spirit-filled man. That's a lie. I know four or five women online that are spirit-filled. They know everything I'm saying. They know just as much truth as me. Yeah, it's harder for women on this. I understand that it's harder for women because of the jobs and digging a hole, trying to build a fence, fixing a light, plunging a toilet, and fixing plumbing repairs, electrical repairs, roof repairs. I know it's harder for women. I understand that. But if you set your intention for a spirit filled, God will send you a man that's going to be equal and strong to lead you and guide you. I feel sorry for the saved women down here that are not married. I really do. I feel sorry for them. And I feel sorry for the saved women who are married to the unsaved. I really do. Because it's a double hit, you know. I really do. I feel sorry for the women who were lied to by their mama that they need to be independent Jezebels. I feel sorry for that. I mean, they were brainwashed. And so they spent their whole life trying to be independent and thinking they were going to be tough. But this world has a tendency to break you down, whoever you are, man or woman. And so all these bad decisions you made, this man and this man, you were looking for a place to hide. And all these men used and abused. And finally, you find one. But you've got a past and you're worried about your past. I understand. It's life. That's the way it is. I mean, you can live in sorrow and live in regret, or you can just go wash your face, put on a new change of clothes, and go. You can't change the past. I feel sorry for pretty much everybody, because I know the systems lie to everybody. I understand. We were born in a Gentile system, but you start fresh today. You can stop eating sugar today. You can start eating better today. You can start fasting today. You can start reading your Bible today. You can start meditating today. You can cut the music off, the TV off. It's hard, though. I got a habit of watching. The TV's always on in my house. Why? That's Babylon coming into your... That's, you're being brainwashed by the news. Why would you listen to the TV 24/7 and leave it on when you leave? Because you don't want the peace. Why don't you want the peace? Because you're in the death cult and don't even know it. Cut the noise off and listen to God. You don't need a guru. You don't need me. Although I'm giving you some stuff that you never heard, which is good. And it's already spreading. The stuff I said 10 years ago, I see it on Instagram. Now, they might not say it exactly. They just give partial of what I say, but it's already caught. The copy's already gone out there. Everything that I've said has already started copying about the decode, how everything is a type and a shadow. It's already copying. It's already spreading. The free energy spread. The faith alone spread. The walking in the spirit spread. They might not have done it exactly or said it right, but I'm telling you, it's everything that you say and speak into the matrix, it has to copy. It creates a pattern, and there's a copy. And that's why we're told to preach the truth, preach the gospel, preach Jesus. The simplicity that's in Christ is faith alone and Jesus alone. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated more than that. That's all. I cannot believe I've already spoke for an hour. But this is, I don't even know if this will upload, but hopefully it will. But all I can tell you is, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. And when you start to do walk in the spirit, not by rules, not by the letter of the law, but by his grace, by his truth, by his spirit. When you start to walk in the spirit day by day, things start to change in your world. The people who were the Wally Cody's in your world, they have to go away. The Jezebels have to go away. The agents have to go away. The narcissists have to go away. And if they don't go away, they're going to change and become better people. And then when you see that, you'll be shocked, because it does happen. When you change, the reflection outside has to change, or God will remove them out of your life. For real. You can put that in the bank. That is an eternal principle that I've observed. When you change on the inside, the outside people who were your enemy and your trouble, they have to change or go away, because you've moved to a new state. And as you move from state to state, glory to glory, the outside has to reflect according to who you are. It's an identity war. When you change your identity, the outside has to change. It's like a Mandela effect. But it's not really a Mandela effect. It's that you stepped into a new reality because you stepped into a new state of thinking. Instead of stinking thinking, you have right thinking. So you step into a new reality. So these witches and these warlocks and these liars, because you see the whole now, they have partial. They have to go away, because they can't. Just when every time they would speak to Jesus, he would knock them down with one sentence. And the Apostle Paul did the same thing. They couldn't fight him. They tried to trap Jesus. They tried to trap Paul. They couldn't trap him, because you see outside of the earth plane and you see the eternal principles and you step into a new state of mind. And so they have to run away. They'll come back, but they run away, come back, run away, come back. The devil possesses them, come up with a new lie. You knock that down, they go away. They always come back and forth with new lies and new arguments, but you always knock them down, just like Jesus knocked them down and Paul knocked them down. They have no argument against eternal truth. And they have to go away. The narcissist who's a liar has to go away when you hold them accountable to truth. And the reason you hold them accountable to truth is because you want to be whole. And you don't want them in your world. And you don't put up with liars. And so they have to go away. They will threaten to kill you. They will threaten to put you in jail. They will threaten to take everything. They will threaten you, but they have no power. Wally Cody is just a bunch of talk. He has no power. When you're just eating the seed of the word, resting, just like Roadrunner, Wally Cody can come up with all his Acme tools and all his devices, but they cannot bring you down. The only person that can bring you down is if you step out of the spirit walk into the flesh walk. You leave your tennis court at home and you go play on their tennis court and they win. But you stay in your home court, they lose. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody out there in the matrix, the machine, hear me? Because if you can, your world will probably start to change. You might not have to go anywhere, but people around you will start falling off by the wayside. Because these were agents. I miss them. I love them. No, you don't. You're not going to miss them because they're agents. As you learn to love God, love yourself, you won't let these people cross your boundary because they're abusing you, to be honest with you. Why would you abuse yourself if God loves you? You wouldn't. You won't let McDonald's abuse you anymore. McDonald's is abusing you for profit. Do you understand what I'm saying? You won't let the narcissist abuse you anymore because they're abusing you to destroy you, to vampire off of you that they might rise up because they're going down. That's why a narcissist has to have five or six playing at one time. They're the players. And so when these players have five or six, that's their backup plan. So they're using you to rise up. They're destroying themselves in the long run because they're going to be out in the street eventually. But they're using people, and eventually their using of people has to come to an end. You unfold what I'm saying, you can solve all mysteries. Everything that I just said. I'm sitting here looking at a blue car and a red car. The red car has a flat tire. The blue car doesn't. The red car, this guy put new tires on for about a year. He didn't have. Now he's having flat tires on that same tire because the tire is flat because there's no spirit. There's no air in the tire. You must be born again or you're going down. If you have the spirit, you rise up. If you don't have the spirit, you go down. That's the energy of the flesh. But the spirit in you rises up. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So it's the spirit that pulls you up. The balloon rises to the top of the water, but a balloon that has no air, it goes to the bottom of the pool. And so his flat tire tells me he might have got new tires, but he's still having the same issues he had before. The hologram tells you, we're in a story. The hologram means written by the hand of one person. So all this was written by Jesus. It's a hologram. And so I'm seeing a blue car, a red truck with a flat. I'm seeing a blue chair out in the yard turned over, seeing some trash in their yard. I'm seeing a gutter that's a piece missing. I'm looking at the hologram and I can actually see it playing out as a storyline right in front of me. I don't need Hollywood. I'm watching a movie right now in front of me. You don't need Hollywood. The movie's right in front of you. You are the actor in a movie. You are the actor in a script. But you want to play the good part of the script. You want to play Roadrunner, not Wally Cody. You want to support Roadrunner, not Wally Cody. You want to support the spirit-filled people, not Wally Coyote. Do you hear what I'm saying? All right, I'm done. I could talk some more, but I'm done. I'm really sitting here drinking. I came out here to get this water, and I just started talking. I hadn't even drank the water since I was in there. I hope this sets the captives free. And if it doesn't, I don't know what else to say because the eternal truth should set you free if you can digest it. If you can drink it and digest it, you will be set free.